Didn't break it. Okay, I'm going to call this conference committee to order. The time now is 2:02 p.m. on Thursday, June 3rd, 2021. For us today is House Bill 69 and House Bill 71. And members present, we've got Senator Stedman, Vice Chair, Senator Bishop, Senator Olson, Representative Merrick, Representative LeBon, and myself, Representative Foster, Chair. And I'd like to invite Lexi Painter, Director of Legislative Finance Division, to join us at the table. Today we'll be addressing open items in House Bill 69 and House Bill 71 based on the motion sheets dated June 3rd. These sheets include items from the supplemental operating budget, the FY21 supplemental, in the following departments or following areas: the Department of Health and Social Services, debt service, and fund capitalization. And then also we'll be taking up items in the FY22 operating budget in the following: debt service, fund capitalization, language, and other appropriations. So with that, we'll first go to the Department of Health and Social Services in the supplemental operating budget. And with that, may I have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Health and Social Services budget. Item number 12, Senate. Item number 13, Senate.
Object.
Okay, and we have an objection. And I'll take that as an objection to both items since they are related. Representative LeBon, would you like to speak to your objection?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I'm just looking for a little bit of additional information. The Senate version is selected, and why would that be the case? And what were the funding sources for both versions?
Sure, Representative LeBon. So what the House did is both the House and the Senate fully funded school bond debt as well as the REAA fund at the 100% level. However, the House did it using some of the money was Medicaid lapsing funds, and the Senate's version uses UGF as well as the public school trust fund. Mr. Painter, do I have that correct?
For the record, Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance Division. One correction would be that the use of the fund was the school fund, not the public school trust fund.
Thank you. Okay. And so what we're doing is we're just switching the fund source to all UGF, as well as the school fund. Senator Olson?
Mr. Chairman, as you look at some of those reappropriations that were not used and UGF was used instead, what happened to the funding that was there from Medicaid for Health and Social Services?
Mr. Painter?
Through the chair, Senator Olson. So the House version reappropriated approximately $87 million of lapsing Medicaid funds. More recent projections have indicated that the Medicaid lapse may be less than that amount. So the entire lapsing amount may not be able to make this appropriation. So some of it will be used for Medicaid. In the Senate version of the budget, lapsing appropriations are transferred to the statutory budget reserve, but that's in a separate item that is not being taken up today.
Do we have any further comments?
No further comment.
Okay. Do you maintain your objection, Representative LeBon?
I remove my objection.
Okay. The objection is removed. Hearing no further objections, items 12 and 13 in the motion. The motion passes. So with that, that next takes us over to debt service, and this is also related to the school bond debt reimbursements issue. With that, I'd entertain a motion. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the conference committee adopt the following in debt service budget. Item number one, Senate.
Okay, and hearing no objection, the motion passes. The next item, which is fund capitalization, this one is also related to switching over school bond debt and this one specifically REAA to UGF, and so, or part of the entire, I guess, changing over to the Senate way of funding it. So with that, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in fund capitalization budget. Item number one, Senate.
Okay, and hearing no objection, the motion passes.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson.
Just for clarification on, so the REA school, that reimbursement is fully funded.
Is fully funded 100%, correct?
That's correct. That's my question.
Okay. And Mr. Painter, that's correct.
Mr. Chairman, that will be correct after adoption of items in the FY22 budget, but the Senate funded it in FY22, so it will be funded when those items are adopted.
Right. And so you're going to see here, just for, I guess, the public, numerous transactions here, but the end result is just funding both school bond debt and REAA at 100% using UGF and the school trust fund or school fund. So with that, no other questions on that. That will conclude our business regarding the supplemental operating items that we have before us, and we'll now move over to the regular FY22 operating budget items. And so with that, within debt service, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the debt services budget. Item number one, open. Items 16 and 17, Senate.
Okay, and again, these are both also related to the school bond debts and REAA. Well, these are both school bond debt. No, I'm sorry. 16 is backstop language, but that's still school bond debt. Okay, so with that, I don't hear any objections, and the motion passes. And that next takes us over to fund capitalization. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within fund capitalization's budget. Item number one, open. Item number six, Senate. Item number seven, Senate. Item number eight, Senate. Item number nine, open. Item number 10, open.
Okay. Hearing no objections, the motion passes. That next takes us over into language and other appropriations. And Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the language and other appropriations budget. Item number one, Senate. Item number two, Senate. Item number three, House. Item number four, Senate. Item number five, open.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative LeBon.
I wish to object to item number one for clarification.
Okay. So item number one, we have an objection. And for clarification, Mr. Painter, would you like to, do you have any comments on this one?
Mr. Chairman, I do not.
And just for the public, what item number one is it is intent language, and it states, it is the intent of the legislature that no state funds be used to promote the creation or expansion of a borough where one does not already exist unless the residents in the affected jurisdiction have expressed the desire to reside in a borough through a public vote on the matter. And so, Representative LeBon?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, just looking for a little bit of a historical perspective for the need of this intent language. Does the state have a past practice of forcing organized boroughs upon unorganized areas?
Does anyone have any comments? Senator Stedman?
Clarification, item number one is, on the discussion, item number one is being recommended as a Senate. The Senate has no intent language, so the intent language would not be adopted.
Correct. And so, just for clarity, this is House intent language. It was intent language that was passed by the House, and we are recommending that we not include this intent language and therefore go with the Senate on this one. And so, Senator Olson?
Well, I guess that was my question. I'm not in the House, and so I wasn't sure why the intent language was put in there, but there must have been some kind of reason that you got 21 votes to put it in there, and I'd like to know what the reason is.
Right. Unfortunately, I was not one of those in support of that, so I couldn't speak to in support of this. Senator Stittman, do you have a comment?
Well, I'm not so sure that this doesn't violate the confinement clause of the Constitution. Again, we've got language here that has nothing to do with the appropriation bill in front of us. And the appropriation bill in front of us has a life of 1 year. So any of the language that is adopted, it only has a life of 1 year anyway. But and it's just intent language, so it really doesn't fit. And I hope through the next legislative process here next winter, at the early part of the year, both bodies work with their members to ensure a better understanding of what actually should be and should not be within an operating budget bill, because it, you know, gets more and more intent language items are being added. So we're, anyway, there's some concern with that.
And so, Representative LeBond, yes, within our body, we had a majority of folks who thought that that this was an issue regarding boroughs, and but I couldn't speak to it, just being somebody who didn't support, I guess, this intent language going in. But do you have a comment, Representative LeBond?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you to the Vice Chair for that background information, and probably that is the process that should be followed next session, is to look at a separate vehicle, if you will, beyond the budget, to clarify that Alaska doesn't want to organize boroughs without the intent of the residents of that proposed borough having a say. And I think philosophically we would all agree, I think probably we would all agree with that. So the purpose behind bringing up my objection is to have a little bit of that dialogue, and not including this intent language in the operating budget does not mean it doesn't deserve a conversation. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I remove my objection.
Okay, and we have an objection from Senator Stedman for discussion.
Yes, I'll object just for a comment. When we created the last, I think the last borough created was the Petersburg borough. So that's the one I recall. But the Petersburg-Wrangell area was targeted as a model borough combined. And we, as we recognize, all of us, that the Constitution requires all of the area of the state to be in boroughs. That's a constitutional requirement. It's taking us many, many years to get there, and we got probably several more decades to go. But with that being said, what we did is we allowed those two communities to have each their own borough and modify some of the stuff to encourage the communities to voluntarily form a borough. I don't think there's any intent in the legislature here to force borough creation, but we can certainly, like in that case, encourage them by giving them more flexibility so the citizens want to be in a borough. Mm-hmm. And I would remove my objection.
And to one last follow-up comment, Mr. That's Chairman, I appreciate that. And in the interior, the Denali borough organized themselves and voted to organize, and they had a plan, and I think it's been a very successful borough. So it can be done, and we just want to have the local residents lead in that effort and not have it be a state mandate. So thank you.
Thank you. So with that, the motion with regard to items 1 through 5, all the objections have been removed. And so with that, the motion passes. And that concludes the business for today's committee hearing. Once our next meeting date and time has been determined, the meeting will be noticed on BASIS on akleg.gov. Again, akleg.gov. So if there's nothing else to come before the committee, we will entertain a motion for adjournment.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn.
Okay, hearing no objection, we will be adjourned at 2:16 p.m. Thank you.